Could you introduce yourself, please, and tell us what you're running for?
Hi, my name is Jenna James. I'm a current Bellefonte City Council member at large, and I'm running for the same spot again.
How long have you been on the council?
I was appointed back in January of 2020, I believe at the first meeting in January. So this will make the end of my, sixth year. So if I'm elected again this time, that'll make my seventh and eighth years.
Why do you want to do it again? Why do you want to be a city council person again?
So I think right now in particular, we're of course experiencing a lot of growth and a lot of debate over to handle that growth. So that has definitely kept me interested in hanging on for, seeing that through, I guess you could say. There's of course been a lot of turmoil with these annexations, we've had some pretty tough issues the last couple years. So that's part of it. And then really, I probably have a different story, I suppose, than what most people say, but when I was first appointed, the question, why do you want to run? I guess I kind of have always thought I had a backwards answer on that, but my husband was active duty military for about 12 years, so when we moved away and came back, we were just amazed at the difference in the town, at the growth, and the way the downtown had really started to prosper, and really just wanted to be a part of keeping that going, where I know a lot of other people tend to run because they have, a couple things they're fixated on that they just really want to fix and improve. And it was kind of the opposite for me when that seat came up, and I thought, whatever they're doing right, and I'd like to be a part of keeping it going in that direction.
What is the city council doing right? And what direction do you see it going here in the next 4 years?
So I think we've gotten a lot of things right. I think we've been very conservative with our spending. We've been very conservative in trying to not raise taxes. We're one of the lowest tax rates. When you look at the list of all the cities in Ohio, we're very near the low end and still in a very good financial position despite that. So that's one of the big things. Secondly, like I said, these growth issues have been a huge contentious thing. And the thing I think we're doing right is looking at each growth opportunity and looking at them carefully. While that may not always be the perception in social media and online, I feel like we've each looked very carefully at the opportunities and whether they make sense for the city and what the residents want. And there's a lot to be said for the tax revenue coming in, and the labor is another thing. It's constantly hearing how there's all this industry that wants to come here. So they look at these Ohio Means Jobs properties and opportunities, and they can't staff those. So the chamber gets all excited. Hey, we have this great spot. And then we can't staff it. And the reason we can't staff it is not because there's no workforce. It's because there's nowhere for the workforce to live coming here. So it's really a multi-layered and misunderstood issue, in my opinion.
What kind of questions do you ask before you vote on an annexation?
It depends on the nature of them. A couple of them have been housing, but then, of course, there was the solar one, and that one was just an overwhelming response from the community. So for me, it's not even necessarily the specific questions. It's almost the reverse. It's what are people coming out of the woodwork to ask or tell me? Because there's multiple big issues. We look at a $29, $30 million budget. We pass things like that with hardly any comment from a lot of the public. But then we have an annexation of a handful of an acre property, minimal amount of acres. And people come out of the woodwork to talk about that. So I think how we handle the annexations, whether we accept any more of them, I do think how we handle the growth such that we can stabilize the amount of labor that's needed, from the economic development side, what we hear from those folks, with where we can put these folks that are willing to move to town for a great opportunity, it's all part of the process.